Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We're back from our little hiatus from our Luke study. We are ready to jump right back into it in Luke chapter 7. We left off in our study in Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, where Jesus was in Capernaum in our previous section, healing the servant of the centurion officer, noting what great faith that he had. Now in verse 11, we read that, quote, soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain. How soon? Well, no clue, but not long. Now how's that for some good theology? At any rate, Jesus was on the road again. By now, it should be clear that he had a job to do, and part of that job was not clerical behind a desk. He was on the go. And so let's read verses 11 through 17 to get things started here. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. So, not only was Jesus on the road again, we see that he's garnered quite the following. His disciples and a great crowd, who apparently were not his disciples up to this point, were now traveling with him. But then it grows from there. We have Jesus, his disciples, and a crowd that converge upon a funeral procession of sorts, and we read there was a considerable crowd from the town present as this only son was being carried away on a stretcher, taken away from his already widowed mother. And so the stage is set for a lot of eyeballs to see something amazing, and of course, they do. We shouldn't be surprised to read that Jesus had compassion for this widow. Especially when you think about the time and place of this event. This woman no longer had a husband or son to help provide for her. And that's in no way a dig at this woman, but a common understanding that this would be a great hardship. In fact, in the first century church, provisions were made for widows who were truly in need to be cared for by the church, as Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5, 3-17. And while I don't want to seem like I'm skipping over this point, we've already made the point that Jesus just had to say the word to make the situation better, as the centurion stated in the prior story. But what I want to close with are the conclusions this crowd was coming to about Jesus after seeing what he had done. They glorify God and say, "A great prophet has arisen among us." And I wouldn't necessarily argue with that. Jesus did prophesy, but he was certainly much more than just a prophet. The second claim they made was even more on point. God has visited his people. Ironically, they didn't know how true this statement was. In fact, the name Emmanuel, a name of Jesus recorded in Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 7 and verse 14, and cited again in Matthew chapter 1, 23, means just that, God with us, Emmanuel. God is always watching over his creation. He knows everything that happens on this earth. But when he sent his son, Jesus, Emmanuel, God dwelt among us, lived like us, to ultimately die for us. That's the message of the gospel, a message that would be incomplete if God never visited his people, if Jesus never came. Praise be to God that God has visited his people. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On tomorrow. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.